Welcome to the Books Panel, part of the Broadcast Map Network, where the panel discusses the book they have been reading throughout the month, requested by one of the members. Here are your hosts, Ali Musa, Makara Slobodian, Jeffrey Rainey, Lynn Kennedy, Lynette Frizen, and Sienna Trajani.
Good evening on Friday, November 28th, 2025. Here we are with another books panel. We've got our books, we've got our banter, and of course we have my wonderful co-host, Ali Musa, and we have our awesome panelists.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the kind words.
Of course. Well, where would you like to begin tonight, Ali? Shall we dive right into our book, or do we have anything we'd like to cover first?
You know what? We'll talk about let's talk about the book. How about we hand the mic to Jeff first? Because let's hand the mic to Jeff first because it was Jeff's idea. So I'm curious what sort of caught your attention to this.
Hello. Do we want to tee up the book first?
Oh, sure.
Take it in any way you want, Jeff.
Okay, this is what I get for not having it in front of me. The book that, I suggested we read was called Unladylike, A Field Guide to Crushing the Patriarchy, or was it Smashing the Patriarchy, by Kristen Cornell and Caroline. I'm blanking on Caroline's last name.
I believe it was Irvin.
Caroline Irvin, thank you. Mm-hmm. And I came across this book because I used to follow the Stuff Mom Never Told You podcast. It goes back a long way. It has its own YouTube channel. And these two authors / narrators were the original duo who started it. And they have since gone on to form their own podcast called, incidentally, Unladylike. But when the book came out, they came on and did an interview with the current incarnation of the Stuff Mom Never Told You podcast. And I really enjoyed what I heard when they were talking about the book, what kind of spawned writing it. And, I've heard these two women speak and write before, and I thought, hey, this is a good one. So I picked it up, started reading it with a friend, and thought that the group would like to read it too.
Fantastic. What was something that, what drew you to this besides maybe
the
following
kind of
them?
The connection there?
Yeah.
I'm a big sociology freak. I enjoy sociology. I enjoy gender studies, gender norms, different cultures, history. And so not only was it a guide to sort of independence and freedom in womanhood in the 21st century, but it was a collective effort on where we were and how we sort of come to know the world through the patriarchal lens that we do now. And it, you know, we're not just talking about one specific culture or landscape. You know, this is beyond North America. This is across the world. This is, you know, different Asia. If you live in Asia, you have a very different idea. And you know, that's, you know, even that's just blanketing. There's how many different parts of Asia, you know, how many, but you know, immigrants who came to America view things differently. You know, the environment you grew up in plays a factor. You know, if you were raised in a religious family or a religious faith, that plays a lot into it too. So it really kind of, it really pulls you into where we were, how we were, where we are now, and where we can go.
I have to say, though, I don't know, it wasn't my, I don't know, and that's kind of why I was wondering, like, what sort of drew, I mean, it was kind of good that you asked that, what drew, like, what drew you to it, because I don't know, it seemed rather, I mean, it was rather odd to me. I mean, it wasn't my type of, like, you know, I don't know, it wasn't really a type of book that I would certainly sort of pick up, but I think it's interesting that you found that it was interesting.
If it helps, Ali, I was telling my girlfriend at the time about it, and she goes, isn't that more like a ladies' book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I think that guy...
Yeah, and I think...
You aren't the first one to say that, so...
Yeah, no. See, yeah. And now, Sian, I'm going to give you... You have a thought on it, I can see. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. I didn't have a chance to read the entire book. It might be...
Was it a fact that you didn't have a chance to, or you chose not to?
Well, I don't know. Like, at the time, like, when I picked it up, I read the introduction, and I appreciate, like, the whole historical kind of, like, cultural where we were then versus where we are today. But there was a lot of reference to sex, like right in the intro.
Yeah, see, that's what turned me away from it.
And like, it was kind of like, how important? Like, there was, right from the get go, a word that, afraid to say on air, but they talk about, well, in relation to...
Yeah, don't say the words.
...sexuality, but I don't know. I just, to me, it just seemed a bit too forward. Perhaps that was maybe the point of the book, but, like, there's forward and then there's a bit whoa. I don't know. That was maybe me. I might give it another... chance.
Oh,
I admit I kind of tossed it aside after the intro.
Yeah, and I think too, right? Like, if you saw my if you saw my review on it,
I did see it afterwards, and I'm like, I can kind of see why you wouldn't like it. And like the fact that, like, I mean, I don't mind swearing to a point, but I just felt it was too forward in terms of the sex stuff. I don't know.
I do agree though.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I do agree though, from the historical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that part was kind of interesting. Because here's the thing. When I first started it, I'm like, well, you know what? I don't think this is too bad. But then it sort of became a point where, well, not something that I would do. Now, Makari, you know what I do with those types of books?
Yes, I do. Would you like to share for the listeners who might not, whether they're new or just unfamiliar with your ways of... With your chosen... I won't say your
ways. Lynn has joined the meeting.
To, because ways sounds bad, but...
Whoa, wait a minute. What are we talking about? Ways of...
With your chosen methods of continuing or tossing aside books. How about that?
Oh, you know, you're... Are you getting me back at this opportunity?
Not getting you back. I just think it would be a good opportunity to go a little deeper and explain it.
Well, I was going to share that anyway.
Please.
So you beat me to the punch on it.
I will say you do have a shelf on Goodreads entitled...
yeah, I do have a tag, yeah.
Tossed aside.
Yeah. Okay, so Makari, here's the reference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I will start it, and if I don't like it, I'll go in and I'll mark it as finished, and I'll put a 1 star.
It is unfortunate that Goodreads doesn't have a function where you can simply put it on that shelf and not have to mark it as read, because...
Actually, you can do that.
No, I don't... I'm not sure if you can.
Well,
if you can, do enlighten me, though, because that would be, I'd love to be aware of that.
Would we like a tip?
Sure.
An Ali and Makara tip?
Is that what it is? What is it, Makara? It's the...
Maybe it is the Ali and Makara tip.
Yes.
The tech toys tip?
Tech toys tip?
Pardon me?
That's good.
I love it, Jeff.
Pardon? What did you say, Jeff?
The tech toys tip.
Oh, yes. Love it.
That's very good.
Oh, yes. We have a promotion coming up later on, so stay tuned for that.
Is that copyright books panel 2025? I think it is.
I think it should be. Yes.
Yes. So... Yeah, so you can actually, like, if you go to, in the chain shelves, you can actually change it to, you can actually move it to the red shelf.
Yeah, but if you don't want it on the red one, but you just want it on that tossed aside one.
Yeah, oh yes, no, that you can't do.
You can't do, which I wish you could, because the very... thought of tossing it aside means that you haven't quote-unquote, well, I guess this is subjective whether you consider it as red, but that digression aside for a moment, I believe Lynn has joined us.
That's right, yeah. Lynn, thank you.
Lynn.
Yeah, so Lynn, I want to get, yeah, do you want to share your thoughts on Ladylike? So just to kind of bring you up to speed on it, for me, it really isn't a book I would have really picked up first.
So far, we've got a 1-4 and a 2 again.
Ah, yeah. Now, what is it about it that you wouldn't have necessarily picked it up to begin with? Just sort of generally knowing the topic ahead of time.
Well.
Ooh, I like that question.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
I was about to...
This is beginning... I tell you, Makara, this is beginning to sound very similar now. I was going to say, is this a... I think this is a...
Hey, that's nobody's fault. This happened completely organically.
No, I was about to give it a name.
Okay.
Just in the sense of providing the, quote, would you like to elaborate, quote, on it? You know, going on that, I was almost ready to call that a Makara moment here.
Oh.
But I don't think you can call it that anymore. Because
No.
See, exactly. Thank you, Sienna. Oh.
because now Lynn's joining in on the action.
No, Makara, you know I'm only bugging you, right?
I do, and look who's avoiding the elaboration.
So to answer your question there, we're still here, Makara. You're still here, right?
Yes, we're still here.
I had to make sure you're still here too.
Mm-hmm. I'm on mute because I'm laughing so hard.
No, it's okay. So, So the reason, I'm not a fan of that kind of language. I'm not a fan of it. Like, it had a lot of descriptions of sex, and it had even certain parts of the body too that I really wasn't fond of. Like, that's what I'm not a fan of in this. Fond of there. Now, from the historical aspect, it was really good. From that sort of piece.
Yes. Well, you know what? I thought so too. I agree with you. The historical, like some of those, things that you have to deal with. sexist things and things that you have to. But yeah, the other The other aspect was just simply, what's the word? I found distracting. You know, it wasn't, you know, I don't really think it should be. It was necessary anyway. Now, in particular, you're going to laugh. In particular, it's funny what, you know, sort of, you know, grabs your attention. But, you know, the discussion of, you know, are these high heels feminist? If I'm a feminist, should I even be wearing high heels? You know, things like that. And also, should I change my name if I get married? Now, oddly enough, I find that question kind of riveting in the sense that, okay, so my father was an only child. So, you know, there was no one to, and I was an only child, and I turned out to be a daughter, not a son. So, you know, his family name was ending with him, right? Assuming I would, you know, get married and change my name. Well, when I got married, I didn't change my name. I hyphenated it with my husband's. Now, we didn't really get along that well, so we divorced. And since then, I just lopped off his, my name was hyphenated. I just lopped off his name, and I still go. Kennedy is my family, my maiden name. And it's funny because I wasn't, you know, I don't think I was even particularly raised in a, you know, I couldn't describe my mother as being a feminist, but so, you know, it's kind of funny. Like I've felt very, very strongly about never, ever, ever giving up the name Kennedy. When I had my children, you know, of course they have their dad's last name, but when my youngest was born, I gave him Kennedy as his middle name. So, you know, sort of one more generation. And then I was delighted when he and his wife had their first child, they gave her the middle name Kennedy. So, you know, I was quite touched by that. And I, you know, I just found that, you know, a really nice gesture. Anyway, so, you know, that question just, you know, you know, had very, very personal meaning for me. Anyway, that was rather long-winded.
No, you're good. We like conversation here. But I think... But I don't know, but like, don't you kind of feel that certain things in that type of a book is or can be carried too far?
Well, yes. Yeah, I think so. You know, and that's why, you know, when I first cracked it open, you know, I wrote a little review or a little blurb about what the book was about, and
oh, you should put it on Goodreads.
I appreciated, yes, I appreciated that, you know, the approach was, you know, there was going to be some humor, fact-driven, you know, an illustrated field guide, as you were. You know, that was one of the descriptions of the book. But, you know, humorous. And I thought, oh, okay, because I, you know, I've read so much, you know, so many books sort of along these lines over the years. And I, you know, I found some of the books I've read, you know, quite difficult. Some of them are quite outdated now, but nevertheless, I thought, oh God, I'm going to have myself exposed. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to end up all mad and grumpy and, you know, whatever. So I thought, oh, humorous. Okay. Well, you know, I can deal with that. But, you know, there were other things that, yeah, I don't know that I would have written a book quite that way had I, you know, been the author of such a book.
See, and I get that, right? I get what the intention was.
Yes.
But I just kind of feel like, you know, it was just one of those things where, I don't know. It's just one of those things where I just kind of, I don't know. I was turned off by it. Let's put it that way.
Sienna Trigiani hand has been raised.
Okay,
hand,
go ahead,
Sienna Trigiani raise hand. Close. Press CMD plus tilde to open pop-up. Raise hand. Sienna Trigiani raise hand. Close. Press CMD plus tilde to open pop-up.
Question of the family name, whether the woman should keep her.
Sienna Trigiani hand has been lowered.
After she marries, and it's interesting because it's interesting because in the rest of Canada, excluding Quebec, it seems that women have the option to choose, whereas Quebec, I don't know if it's a question of how the law works, like legally how it works over there, or and even in Italy, I don't know if it's a question of how it works legally or if it's a question of choice, but a lot of people in Quebec and in Italy keep their maiden name, and it's interesting. I'm not sure if it's by choice, but whereas here, when we get married, oftentimes when women get married, oftentimes they'll take on the name of their spouse. They'll take on the name of their husband. So it's interesting. I know in Italy, because I have relatives over there, they have the, like, they don't take on the names of their, even though they're legally married, they don't take on the names of their, the family names of their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
Mm-hmm. But it's very touching to see that, and it, in a way too, it's very touching to see that your son and his daughter have both been given the name Kennedy as their middle name. And kind mm-hmm. of interestingly enough, my name Sienna is actually actually my mom's maiden name. So they gave me my parents gave me my mom's maiden name as my first name.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's actually very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It's not something I've often shared, but, you know.
No, I think
it's really neat that you mentioned. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I thought that was really neat that you mentioned that Kennedy, you know, as a middle name. That's pretty cool.
I was really
it's okay. Now I forgot what I was gonna say. It's okay.
Happy about
that. Was my bad.
I think
full responsibility.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead, McCary. It's your turn. You're up.
I was just gonna say, I think it's cool that it can be framed in different ways as, like,
you know, some women might choose to think of it as like a feminist choice to keep their name. Mm-hmm. But it's also cool that it's just the idea of carrying on the tradition and like, no, this is my name. This mm-hmm. is my family. Like, I don't want to. You can you can kind of choose which way you feel about that. And it's like, it doesn't have to. It can be that sort of empowerment, and it can just be sentimental and personal. Like,
I think it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go on, Allie.
No, no, it's okay.
No, please.
Okay. I think it's all about how it's. I feel like it's kind of all about how it's viewed, like, and how. Like how it's sort of looked at and viewed. I think that's really what it kind of comes down to.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different lenses through which to view things.
Yeah, no, but that's it. Like, you know, if whether you know, when it comes down to that choice,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's,
you know, we're talking about, you know, whether to frame it as a feminist mentality to keep the first name, like to keep a family name, to adopt the. To adopt the husband's name, you notice how it never goes the other way around, or to hyphenate the name. I would kind of flip that around and say, you know, that says something about traditions where it's almost expected that the woman will take the man's last name.
I think it is.
It's almost like a response to that held tradition.
That's interesting, though, that you say it's never flipped, because it isn't. It's never like, has anyone ever asked a man, oh, are you going to hyphenate, or are you going to potentially take your wife's name?
That's kind of what this book is. It's an asking around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So far, we're 1-for-4. In-
Oh, are you keeping track here, Jeff?
I have a vested interest in this, keep in mind, you know?
Oh, I know! So,
oh dear.
So what are we saying? Are we saying I'm outnumbered tonight, or?
No, I'm outnumbered.
Oh, yeah, no!
Oh, boy.
No, no. But you know what, though? But I think those But I mean, I'm sure, in a sense, though, that it came down to... You know,
even though I rewound it 3 minutes, it won't let me go forward.
Oh, what's that? The book?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh
no!
Oh, technology!
This is like when you watch a live newscast and there's something that's going on interrupting in the background.
In the news this morning, you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You know, there's construction guys that are talking while they're reporting on site about the jobs thing, you know?
Yeah, and then they'll say, reporting live!
Yes.
Reporting live, I'm Jeffrey. No.
Yes. Oh dear.
Sorry, Bakira, I had to do my little announcer voice here.
Hey, I don't mind. I don't mind.
Oh, I know you don't. No, I know that.
You know how tempted I am every time you start the YouTube live to be like, live from YouTube, it's the Books Panel.
Why not? Then why don't you do that then?
To do sort of like a Saturday Night Live intro.
Oh, come on. Well,
that would be lots, brilliant, Bakira.
Oh, lots to talk about off air soon.
Both have that announcer voice.
But you know something, Bakira, did we ever tell the story?
Which story?
Oh, I know we have lots, don't we?
We do. We have so very many stories.
We've got to zero in on.
You have to be more specific.
Oh no! Oh.
Curiosity killed the cat. Now satisfaction needs to bring it back.
The story is.
Go ahead. Poor
Keeping
cat.
Keeping us in suspense.
Pardon?
Do we have a drum roll? Because there's been a pause. We need.
Yes, we do. Hold on. Hang on. I think it's this one here. Oh no.
No, wait a minute.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Excellent. That's good.
There we go.
Wonderful.
Oh, but you just want me to get this board going here, don't you?
Or I could do a...
You just want me to...
interesting.
Yeah. No, you just want me to get this board going, don't you?
There we go. Yours is better.
Oh, go ahead, Makira.
Why not have fun with it? We seem to be... Yeah. This is a fun time we're having here.
Yeah. There no, the story... You know what? We have always wanted to do a show together, and we did it. We're doing it. We're having so much fun with it.
Of course.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but a sound we forgot to. The sound, you know, there's a sound here that we forgot.
What's
that?
Oh.
Uh-oh. What could we possibly have forgotten?
I don't know. What is it? No! No! It's this one here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
That was just me messing around on my keyboard.
I know! You've got those messing around. No, yes. So, yes. So, yeah. No, I think it's kind of crazy, though. Like, some of these, some of these books can be very interesting, especially a lot of these fiction ones. Even nonfiction ones can be very interesting, too, on what direction they go.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
That's true.
See, Makara, you can... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Lynn.
No, go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, you know, I guess I'm thinking more fiction, but sometimes nonfiction too. I don't mind, you know, going along, and then suddenly, you know, a surprise twist or the rug is pulled out from underneath my feet or whatever, because, you know, that can be, it depends on how it's handled and what follows afterwards, but it doesn't have to be, you know, a bad thing. But, you know, sometimes it is. And I kind of forget the rest of my point, but...
I know, we're having too much fun tonight.
Yeah. Yes, that's it. That's it. But I think with this book, you know, there were, you know, lots of, you know, sort of thought-provoking things that were, you know, that were brought up. But I think, what's the word I'm looking for? But I think the author sort of... by sometimes going over the top, as it were, I think she sort of, diminished the messages that she was, you know, trying to get out. Do you know what I mean? That's probably not very well expressed.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I just, you know, well, and even unladylike, okay, but then I did sort of wonder about, you know, the rest of the title, A Field Guide to Smashing the Patriarchy and Claiming Your Space. You know, I don't think we need to go around smashing the patriarchy, for one thing. You know, I just sort of quietly go about my business and, you know, if I think something is, you know, demeaning to women or sexist or, you know, whatever, and it's something that, you know, is aimed at me or whatever, you know, I deal with it in the moment, and then it's, you know, yeah, okay, that's over. So. Yeah, I don't know. And I, right off the top of my head, I wish I could think of some books that I have read along these lines that I found, you know, sort of more, what's the word? Well, you know, a little more positive. In the sense that, you know, there was no indication that we should be smashing the patriarchy.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I wish I could. You know, years ago, I read a book. Oh, was it by Gloria? Oh, gosh. Well, I'll have to look it up later and let you know. But I think it might have been a book by Gloria Steinem. I can't remember now. But anyway, I read it years and years ago. And I enjoyed it. You know, I didn't find any, I found it sort of helpful and empowering. There was nothing in it that, you know, sort of made me feel taken aback or, you know, whoa, like I do have a dad and I've got sons now. And, you know, I didn't, it didn't offend me or make me question why the hell I was reading it in any way. A couple of books like that I read when I was, you know, years ago. I'll have to look them up now. It would be interesting to reread some of those books.
Yeah, and you'll have to include them in the show notes as sort of alternatives to titles like this.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
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 Yeah, we could either put them in the show notes, or we can put up where we'll put up an announcement about, you know, with that piece up there.
That might be a little easier because.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Immediate, you know what I mean?
And, yeah.
And like if we get them.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, was there something else you were going to ask? I feel like you were going to ask.
Yeah, sorry, before. Jeff.
Yeah, I wanted your opinion because you can run, but you can't hide forever.
why do I feel like we're all like we've all got the we're all on a bit of a hard line tonight? We're having fun, but we're all like,
no, you know what it is. No.
It's been like, why do you feel like that?
Yeah,
sure, you can run, but you can't.
No, you know what it is. You know what it is, McCarr. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what. It's me bugging you tonight. That's what it is.
And by the way, I love it. I am not criticizing that.
No. I know. But you know, I'm just.
Of course.
Oddly enough, in the spirit of having fun, Jeff, when you said you can run but you can't hide, I couldn't help but have that Enrique Iglesias song stuck in my head.
Oh,
Escape.
Yeah.
Yes, one of my favorite. Oh, you know what?
Hide.
Yes, you know what? Yes.
Oh, anyway.
Yeah, and yes, no, it's so true, right? That's kind of it. Well, yes.
Anyway,
I put it in your head, Jeff. My bad.
No. Go. Oh, now. Yes. Well, you know what? I think. You know what? You know something.
What's that?
On our next show, that you when you and I are back in studio again,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna talk about some of our favorite songs.
That'd be fun. I'd love that.
Yeah, you know what? Now, of course, yes, yeah. And we do have some exciting updates there too. So
we do. But first, I think I should answer the question that was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Me.
No, you're good.
Well, I think, Jeff, on your count, it's going to be 2 for 4 because I have enjoyed it very much so far.
Oh!
And I'm not just trying to be contrary, I promise.
No, I know, but you just like... You just like to get me here, don't you?
Hey, I was not the one who originated the count.
No, but I know. You know
that was me.
It's the
count.
One.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, come on. You're just... You're always finding reasons, aren't you, Bakira?
Oh.
I think we both always find reasons, to be fair.
Oh!
Sometimes
what do you mean, you and I? You mean
to find reasons?
Yeah.
You mean you and I?
I do.
Yes. Oh! Fair. You just said fair a few seconds ago.
I said to be fair.
Ah, yes.
It was contextually appropriate.
I know, but still, dog.
But yeah, I like the historical aspect. I like that it delved into all different details of life, whether that be health and fashion and
Yes.
The yeah. like and just the I love the intersectionality that it wasn't just here's these two women's perspective, why should we care? It was the fact that they, and maybe of course because it's not their lived experience, they couldn't go as deep in some ways, but I do appreciate how deeply researched it does seem, because there are so many things that they cite and there are so many scholars and historical periods that they pull from that I really, really value that.
No, like, but that piece is different though.
No, it is. It is. And
yeah,
overall, I can absolutely see how the language would be too much and there would be parts. I now either I haven't gotten to a part yet where that has been a thing.
Oh, so you, oh, where are you at?
I'm about an hour and a half in.
An hour and a half in?
Yeah. Yeah.
An hour and a half in?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't... Or, alternatively, like, personally, it just hasn't necessarily bothered me in the same way. And again, that's not devaluing or invalidating your guys' experience who have been... who did find that, because everyone's yeah. got a different threshold for that.
Well, you know what? Here,
I will always respect that.
No, 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 I know. But you know what we'll do?
Mm-hmm.
You know what we'll do?
What's that?
If we get further into it,
mm-hmm.
a little bit,
yeah,
we'll talk about it together.
Okay.
I think you guys have given mm-hmm. me the inspiration to maybe go further into it and.
Oh no!
No,
that's fine. I'm not opposed to that.
It's up to you. It's up to you. Like,
no, no, no.
Of course, if that language, like I. Of course, there is times and places for it, and too much yeah. is too much.
So. No, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the fact that they kind of referred to the whole concept, like, I get it in the context, but, like, I mean, when it comes to, like, women's rights and stuff, I've heard people say sometimes you have to be a B-star TCH to, you know, get the rights that you deserve. I don't know if I'd call it that, but maybe strong?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
We'll see, and that's it.
A good point. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So, I just felt that in that context, it was kind of... I knew what was meant, but it kind of just felt a bit too far. I don't know.
That was my thing too, right? I understood that, and I totally and I completely also McCurry to your point too, or points.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's the thing, though. It's like we can sit here, and of course, we all have our individual opinions, and we
sure
can respect,
no, no, but
we
yeah,
all
no, no, but what I would.
The others bring to this, you know?
Yeah. No, but sorry, what I was about to say, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, please.
No, no, go ahead, go ahead.
No, I... Yeah, we can still sit here and have differing opinions, you know, be 50-50 on it and still understand why the other opinion exists.
Yes. No, no, and you know what? Like, I understand it completely. Like, I understand your perspective, too.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the I thoroughly like the perspectives.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. But and I think and you make some good points about it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I will sort of inject a little mm-hmm. levity here because
yeah.
both Makara and Siani and Sienna, sorry, my bad. I'm getting your first and last name intertwined.
That's all good.
Oh, come on, good afternoon.
There are a couple of points that I wanted to sort of
Ahead, Jeff.
I'll get to Sienna's first. And I think that talking about the kind of attitude that you have to have, you know, the grain says that in order to break through and to have your way and to make a change, you have to be. I'll just, you know, kind of gloss around a larger than life sort of personality.
Yeah.
You know, that as soon as you said that, it kind of reminded me of something that we're all very familiar with as blind folks, and that's self-advocacy. And you will listen to so many different people who have varying opinions on how to go about things. There's the legal way. There's the sort of one-on-one individual sort of let's, you know, handle this ourselves, kind of like what Lynn was talking about, although I didn't mean it to sound that sort of authoritative. But
authoritative. I love it. No.
Yeah, let's handle this ourselves, you know. Let's have a discussion.
Yeah, we'll do it ourselves. This is the way we're going to do it, okay?
No. Yeah. But, you know, but then there are also, you know, people who like to sort of call attention to it when they see something they don't like, especially if it's out in public.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's a path where you've really got to take into not only what it is that you're trying to achieve, but what your own personality is like, because you want to, not only do you want to improve your rights, improve your access, or just be treated fairly and just, you know, be able to go through life easier, but you also want to be true to yourself. And, you know, it would really kind of throw you off if you got what you wanted by not being the person you are, because then you kind of have to, you know, the only person looking back at you is you.
Yep.
And to Makara's point about trying to sort of encompass all kinds of viewpoints on this, because of you know, like they are two women, like the authors are two women who grew up in this, you know, in a particular environment around different peoples, around different expectations. They are going to be very different than you know, people who grew up on another continent or in a different kind of family environment. But, you know, kind of to kind of go back to, well, I guess it's a little kind of inside baseball, because this is kind of what was also what kind of sold me on the title, was that this book sort of took very different, it went through very different manuscripts. Like when they first tried to write it in 2015 or 16, it was almost like an anti-Trumpian scream. And it was like, who are all these people that voted for him? And it's like, okay, well, why does this happen? And it was like, okay, well, if we're going to try and include, if we're going to talk about subjects, like if we're going to talk about different freedoms or different attitudes, well, okay, you know, we know our, you know, thoughts all too well. We know our lenses all too well, but how can we try and, like, how can we make this resonate with more viewers? And
yeah,
when you have kind of like a manifesto like this, unless you turn it into like kind of like values, which we read back in the summer, which is like 29 hours long.
Yes. Yeah.
You kind of have to have like a finished draft where it's a compromise sort of, you know, it's like, yeah, we kind of
exactly. Yeah.
But one thing I will say about the title itself that I forgot to mention is that when I initially saw the title, it made me a little apprehensive, because things like smashing the patriarchy and claiming your spit feel very like buzzwordy right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when exactly they were, this book was published. I know, Jeff, you just said the original manuscript's 2015-16, but you know, when you talk about claiming space, or now it's holding space, it's like, I was like, oh, where are we going to go with this? But I was more pleasantly surprised by how not shallow it was in that regard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Well, Makara, you know what it's that time of the show again.
It is. We've got some schedule info. We've got some other bits and pieces.
Go ahead. Let's start with the other bits of pieces first, and then the scheduling.
Right. So, as our listeners may have read in our various newsletters, especially this week, we have a lot of changes coming to the network. We've got some name changes for the other shows. Ali and Makara's Books is going to become the Ali and Makara Show, just so we can expand our horizons in terms of content. The network is not going to be the Broadcast Map Network anymore. It's going to be the Musa Slavodian Network. And the Broadcast Map Show is going to be the Ali Musa Show. We've also decided to do away with the WhatsApp and Messenger groups in terms of listener engagement. We, especially on the WhatsApp group, we've been seeing a lot of spam and scammers lately, and we want to keep these communities as safe and as just, safe and welcoming for people as possible. So we're just finding that those areas are not maybe something where we want to continue having to have those problems. Am I missing anything, Allie?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, yeah, we are good. So we will go on to the schedule. We have much more programming coming up. Of course, we'll have the... I almost used the new name already, my goodness. But that's coming into effect on December 1st, by the way. Allie and Makara's Books, which is still technically going to be its name for this Sunday, because we'll be back on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be discussing Claire Keegan's Small Things Like These. What have we got coming up on the Broadcast Map Show, Allie?
Okay.
And then we'll get on to the other ones.
Yeah. Okay. So on Monday, December the 1st, Jim Taddy is making his trip in again, and we're going to talk some Leafs, we're going to talk some NHL, we're going to talk about the Blue Jays run. We're going to talk about all of that good stuff.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as that is the day that everything shifts over, so that'll be, you know, new name, new vibe. And we've also got a tech extravaganza workshop next Wednesday. I will not forget to mention it this time.
No, you won't.
And 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Sienna, and have you got something to add with that?
Yes, and yeah, McCarrick, it's also podcasted.
Yes, it is also podcasted now.
And I did want to mention that on this week's tech extravaganza coming up, actually on Wednesday, December 3rd, we're going to be looking at how to change the pronunciation of a word that your screen reader eloquent, the way in which your screen reader so eloquently or perhaps not so eloquently pronounces the words. So we're going to be looking at how to adjust your screen reader pronunciation. And for my portion of the tutorial, we are going to be having a guest tutorialist who will show the iOS part. And
is Sherry coming in?
Yes, Sherry is definitely coming in.
Might as well give her a shout out on air.
Shout out to Sherry. Looking forward to having you with us. And so I'm not sure what screen reader she's going to be using, but I know that I will be using Eloquence on both the Mac and the PC, because as responsive of a speech engine it is, it seems to be the one with the most pronunciation glitches right now. And we're going to retrain it to pronounce the words more eloquently.
And these go, and yes, so yes. Yes, so this is also, yes, so these are also, it is also podcasted.
It is. And
absolutely.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Nicker.
We keep all the links and things in our show notes, so definitely check it out.
Yes.
And if you're not subscribed to the Tech Extravaganza newsletter, WhatsApp group, and Messenger group, we are keeping those communities open, the WhatsApp and Messenger communities for Tech Extravaganza. Please do follow, like, and subscribe.
And, Makara, we have another books panel coming up as well.
We do. I was just going to say, we've got one next month on Boxing Day, ironically enough, December 26th, and we'll be reading Canada by Mike Myers. Looking forward to it.
Yes, yeah. And hey, and do we know what we're doing? What book we're doing for January?
I don't believe we know that yet. No.
Do you want to pick one, Lynn or Jeff, or Sienna? You guys want to pick one for January?
I picked two in a row, so let's let someone else pass it.
Okay, let Lynn or Sienna. You guys want to pick?
Oh my goodness. My mind is blank right
now. I was asked earlier today, so.
There is one that I would like to bring to your attention. Actually, I haven't read it yet, but it's definitely one that Whether we do it for January or another time is not a problem, but one that you know, I would like to recommend, even for your own curiosity, for listeners, for your own curiosity, is The Anatomy of a Con Artist.
Aha, yes!
The artist is Jonathan Walton, and I can't remember the second part of the title offhand.
Yeah, well, you know what? When we get closer to that time, we'll put it up in the...
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we do it for January?
Because let's do.
That time's going to come up super fast, and we haven't really got anything else scheduled in
yet. So why don't we start... So here's the thing. I know we put it out there, and we'll put it out there again. Feel free to put it out there again. That we are looking for books for the new year. So
we've got a couple. We've got, I think, 3 or 4 now, but we will need some more to fill out the rest of those 8 or 9 months. So please, you guys.
Yes.
Feel free.
I'm really liking that idea, that The Anatomy of a Con Artist. That sounds riveting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll do that then.
Yeah, let's
basically
do that.
Basically talks about the red flags of catching a scam or a thief or what have you. And it's just one of those things that is talked about a lot, but, you know, it's still the case where vulnerable people,
through
no fault of their own, are being caught into these scams.
Oh, and Makara, there is one thing we did forget.
What's that?
The hub site.
Hub site.
Yes, the hub site, the network site.
Oh, yes.
Did we forget?
We did. We did temporarily forget.
We forgot!
Thank you for that. We did.
No, it's okay.
But we will have a site for the network that will link to all of the show sites, be it the books panel, be it the Ali and Makara show, the Ali Musa show, all of those good things. We're going to have links to those sites so that we can have them in one central place for the listeners. All of you out there, if you've encountered one show and want to find the others, you will be able to through that. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. Yes, in light of the fact that this is Thanksgiving for our American listeners, happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate. Have a wonderful holiday season, everyone. It's about that time we can start saying that. But have a fabulous holiday season to all of our listeners, spending time with loved ones, indulging, whatever that means for you.
Jack Frost.
Well, yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
Thank you so much for listening and or watching the Books Panel. To learn more about the show, please visit bookspanel.ca. While you're there, subscribe to the newsletter so you never miss a thing. Besides, it's free. Enter your email address and hit subscribe. The Books Panel is part of the Broadcast Map Network, where good conversations happen.